Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God restores all things if we're willing. The only hindrance to God restoring all things and helping us to restore all things, we have to be willing to do our part. Many times people want God to do their part. And I had a thought the other day how, you know, misinformed religious teaching have people thinking that God is supposed to do their part. Now, to the lady that's struggling to believe God for her healing, and, you know, sometimes people are in and out of faith. Sometimes they have doubt with their faith. These things hinder people. And when they go get the elders are the same way. And they pass. And then church members want to know why did they pass. And the pastor will say, well, sometimes we don't know why the Lord heals. And sometimes he don't. Sometimes he heals, sometimes he don't. Then somebody else gets healed. And then the people that, the loved ones of the person that passed, they feel offended. As if God is a respecter of persons. But God loves us all, and he cares about every soul. He put great things in place so that we can be healed, so that we can be blessed. But people don't always receive the blessing. Now, there's many reasons why people don't receive the blessing that they can. And the enemy is trying and working overtime, trying to get people to not believe God and to not take him at his word. And sometimes people don't know how to win that fight. But if we don't build with God, we scatter. We don't have a right to say God heals sometimes, sometimes he don't. The best thing to do when you don't know, and there will be times you just don't know, go to the scriptures. Believe what God said in his written word. Believe all of it. And ask the Lord your questions. It's not wrong to ask the Lord questions to gain clarity. If we build with him, it's the opposite of scattering. We unite the body and scatter the enemy and the tares. But if we don't build with them, we give, we scatter the body of Christ. And then the tares come along and they're going to believe wrong anyway. And they sustain whatever we, you know, whatever we miss out on. If we miss God somewhere, the tares are going to point it out. They're going to keep it going. See, the enemy uses things in tandem. He uses the situation, and then he uses false teaching and false education to try to finish us off, scatter us. He wants us to be scattered. And the body of Christ has been scattered. There are many people out there that have isolated themselves in confusion. Some of them still go to church. Some of them quit going to church. It's not that they don't love God. They're just scattered. They're confused and they're scattered. They don't know what to trust. They don't know how to live. They don't know how to stand. They don't know how to come out of their misery. They don't know how to conquer. They're more than conquerors because God made us more than conquerors. That comes with the kingdom. We're made brand new. They just don't know how to do it. They don't know how to work the kingdom of God. And Jesus pointed out that the world system, they know how to work their kingdom better than we know how to work ours. But we have to learn how. We can't be lazy. Now, lack of knowledge will exist for a while. Until you learn. But if you're lazy to learn and won't receive knowledge, then it's going to continue. And you'll become a person that scatters instead of a person that strengthens the body. You know, the enemy is always trying to catch something. When Ahab let his enemy go, he had captured the enemy. He had him in his hand. And the men came to basically bargain. And they were desperate for their master, the king of Syria, Abinadab. And Ahab said, well, we'll just reclaim our lands that we had and we'll let him go. And they caught his words to hold him to it. The enemy is desperate like the king of Syria's men. He's looking for something to catch hold to. He's looking for us. He's depending on us to be lazy and be sleepy and halfway do God's word. If he can tempt us to do that, he can get some other things in on us. And sometimes people know that the Lord provided healing. And somebody's loved one died that were believing in faith, and he's trying to soothe the family. I've seen all this happen before. I've been going to church a long time, all my life. I've seen all this stuff happen. And I've seen it from both ends. When I didn't know what to trust, and after I learned it, and after I learned to win. And the same people that believe wrong and lose their healing or not get healed, they're wonderful people. They're people, they're fellow soldiers. They love God and they live the life. They just didn't know how to win. And they either suffered wrongfully or went to heaven too fast because they died in their condition. And that doesn't need to happen, but it happens because there's a great lack of knowledge. Most people die from a lack of knowledge than anything else. You would think it would be diseases and things like that, but the enemy gets away with disease problems because we lack knowledge. We don't know what we have. We lack revelation of what Jesus did for us. But I intend to end all that. The Lord told me, let not my people lack knowledge. That's why I explain these things nobody wants to talk about. I don't have a right to soothe a family or anybody. I'm not trying to soothe people. It's high time that you just learn who God is. Otherwise, people will be scattered. And sometimes the people's opinions are so strong, they'll never get away. They'll never leave that position until they meet Jesus face to face. You can't be too stern in your position if it's not founded on the Word of God. Because you'll suffer for nothing. And then there's a school of thought where you're suffering for the Lord. You know, they look at how Job, he didn't know what was happening, but he stayed steady. He stayed in his faith. Well, you're supposed to do that. But God didn't ask you to suffer. You can take back what the devil stole. You can take your healing back. He tried to steal your health. You can take it back. Command him. In faith, in your faith. It's not up to God. God is settled. By his stripes we're healed. You can stand on that promise and you can break through. Now you're not breaking through to God. You're breaking through the enemy's ranks like Daniel did. He wanted an answer and he fasted and he kept it. He stayed in faith about it. See, the fasting helped him stay in faith. He stayed determined about getting that answer. He was locked in, and the enemy couldn't do nothing with him. Now remember, he was Old Testament. He didn't have a regenerated spirit like we do. He did it with an unrenewed spirit. We have a renewed spirit. We have an inner witness of the Holy Spirit and all the Word of God. If we fill our hearts with God's Word, we won't have so much trouble getting healed and moving mountains out of our lives, killing giants, overcoming strongholds of Satan. That's the way we're supposed to be living. But people fail because they don't want to do their job. You got to do your part. Your part is to learn and grow and operate the word of God. By your faith, Habakkuk said it plain as day, the just shall live by his faith. Everything you got to conquer by your faith. You got to use it. If you don't stand on the word, what? Why not? It's not. This is not a day we need to yield to Satan. We yield to God. We obey him. We take him at his word. We speak his life in our lives. And we fortify the life of God in us. And take back what Satan stole. And undo the things that were done. And that's called reasonable. That's what we're supposed to do. Asking God to come and do it for us is wrong. Now, who would ask God, Lord, I love you. Get up and go to work. I don't feel like going. Do my job for me. Jesus, just go clock in and do my job today. I don't feel like going. Nobody, that's not reasonable. Only a fool would try something like that. Now, it's no different than when we try to get God to do what we're supposed to be doing. Lord, believe for me. He's not going to believe for you. You got to believe for yourself. Lord, I don't feel like cutting my grass. You'll cut my grass. God don't cut grass. And he don't do our part. We do our part. If you do your part, he's done his part. And your body you'll see the results manifest in you. Your faith can cause you to change the facts on the ground where you are. You're just going to have to do your part. You're going to have to believe and not doubt in your heart. Believe in your heart and don't doubt in your heart. If you can do that, you can win. Sometimes you have to forgive others. Sometimes there are people who can believe in their heart. They have the faith. And they don't doubt in their heart. But they hold grudges. They hold animosity against people. Before I go to sleep, I make sure there's not one soul on this planet or in my past. Sometimes people die. I make sure that I don't have anything against anyone. No hard feelings. I give everybody a new day, every day. Whatever they did in the past, they did it. Now don't work. That's irrelevant. God forgave me, I forgave them. I forget about it. I forgive and forget. God taught me to do that. People say, well, I ain't gonna forget. All right, you're gonna get right back into that unforgiveness and you're gonna lose. That's too chancy. Jesus said, if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. We are in debt to God. We sin, all right? We sin. We messed all the way up. We broke all the Ten Commandments throughout our lives. And the only way to pay for it is if you go to hell. But Jesus died to save us, and he paid for it. So I've been forgiven of a multi-million dollar debt or a multi-billion dollar debt. So I'm not going to frown at somebody that owes me a dime. They can keep the dime. They can keep the $100. They can keep the $1,000. I'm going to love them anyway. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not going to make them. I'm not going to be in strife about it. Because I love them. And it's true love. Now, I may not have gotten the promotion or the job or whatever. Who cares? In 100 years, it won't matter anyway. My job is to live and represent Jesus Christ. No matter how people treat me, I'm going to love them. And I can do more with my faith than a job making more money. Or anything. I don't need props and crutches. I'm content in him. No matter what I have on, that's good and dandy, but my focus is on Jesus. My eye is on Him. I fellowship with Him. I'm complete in Him. I don't need the car to be a car to be complete, or a wife to be complete, or children to be complete, or a house to be complete. I got all those things. But whether I have those or not, I'm complete in Him, and I can gain all those things. Jesus said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added. It didn't say they might be added, they might not be added. You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things, your healing is included. Your ability to remain righteous. Your ability to conquer emotional difficulties. But if you're asking God to do it for you, that's just like, that's no different than asking Him to go clock in at your job and pull a shift for you. That's not happening. God don't pull shifts. And He's not going to believe you're supposed to believe His word and take what's yours. Israel was supposed to, God gave them Canaan land. They were supposed to go drive out the Canaanites. They were supposed to get their soldiers together and drive those folks off their property that God gave them. They were supposed to kill them or drive them off. And God didn't do it for them. Joshua and his soldiers had to do it. You know, God said, hey, Joshua, I know you don't feel good. Let me go and I'll drive them out today. No, Joshua was supposed to do his part, march around the walls of Jericho. The people were supposed to be silent for 6 days, and on the seventh day, they marched around and shouted, and the walls fell down flat. Big walls. You could drive chariots on top of them. That's what they tell me. And the walls fell flat, and they conquered that first city. And then they were supposed to do the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one, until all the Canaanites were out of the land. But they didn't complete the process. And it was told to them that if they didn't drive them out, they'd be like thorns in your side and smoke in your eyes. Well, you got to drive out the sickness and disease. You got to drive out depression and receive healing. You do that by praising and worshiping God. And you fill your heart with God's word, and you can kill depression. All the sad thoughts of sorrow that the enemy sowed in your life, you can destroy that stuff. You're not supposed to live like that. You can't take all that into a marriage. You'll kill the marriage. Kill the depression. Save the marriage. You'll drain everybody in your life with depression. And you can destroy it. Or you can either destroy it, or you can let it consume you and everybody you love. The enemy will use you like a weapon to mess up everybody. You won't never be able to get it right. You'll call your wife when she's trying to work, or call your husband when he's trying to work. And on the nice, pretty off days, you got to sit around and sulk about something. And you got to get them to get you to build you up all the time. This is how people live, because Satan sowed problems in their life. And they never go after the devil. They go after God. They always blame God because He's supposed to be doing their job. And sometimes people don't want it fixed. They just, well, I just need you to hear me out. I'm like this. God gave us a lot of knowledge and a lot of things. I don't really feel sorry for people. You either go, I know that it may sound cold, but I don't. I sympathize with people that never heard the word and don't know. But if you know better, you need to take the word of God and use it. And for too long, people have allowed these things to continue. Nobody dealt with it. So people think it's all right. Little children think it's normal. It's not normal. It's not even normal for you not to have a thriving relationship with the Lord. Every Christian should have a thriving relationship with the Lord. If God called me to be a pastor, I don't know what kind of pastor I'd be. I'd tell people straight up front, I love you, but you're going to have to do the word of God or die. You can kill this problem or it'll kill you. I've seen it happen to people. People get all divorced and everything because they won't grow up and they won't fight back. They won't fight back. They do everything else. And they're miserable and they cause other people to misery. Unnecessarily. Now Satan uses everything that you don't yield to God, he'll use it against you. Because he's wicked like that. And he knows how to undo things. And he knows how to accuse. He'll use your problem and try to tempt you to accuse God for something going wrong in your life. And God is not, he don't go around picking at folks. Anyway, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, God loves you. He truly loves you. His word works. His word gives you the advantage, you the mastery over your life. And you don't have, that's why I say boldly, you can kill this stuff. Now, the next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.